United Arab Emirates and Kuwait have reported missiles entering their airspace. Saudi Arabia says the US embassy in its capital, Riyadh, has come under drone attack. The Saudi Defense Ministry says two suspected Iranian drones struck the embassy compound, causing a small fire and minor damage. No injuries have been reported. Speaking on American television, President Donald Trump said the United States would, in his words, retaliate soon. The US State Department has advised American citizens in more than a dozen countries across the region to leave as soon as possible, amid fears the conflict could widen. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has defended his country's joint operation with Washington, insisting Iran's nuclear program would have become, quote, immune within months. Meanwhile, the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says he is investigating whether an American strike may have been responsible for a deadly explosion at a girls' school in Iran on Saturday. Iranian state media reports that 165 people were killed, including many children. Israel has previously said it was not aware of any Israeli Defense Forces operations in that area. Mr. Rubio said the United States does not deliberately target civilian infrastructure and described any loss of children's lives as, quote, a tragic outcome. The commissioner of the Metropolitan Police has said he understands why many women do not trust the force. Speaking to the BBC ahead of the fifth anniversary of the murder of Sarah Everard, Sir Mark Rowley acknowledged that shocking cases involving police officers had deeply damaged public confidence. In March 2021, Miss Everard was kidnapped, raped and murdered by a serving Metropolitan Police officer. Sir Mark said the force has rooted out significant internal problems and is solving more cases than before. However, some charities argue that policing standards remain in crisis, particularly regarding trust among women and girls. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, will deliver her spring statement this afternoon. She is expected to provide an update on borrowing, inflation, growth and employment. Forecasts for borrowing and inflation may be revised down. However, economic growth is expected to have slowed, and job market projections may also reflect weaker momentum. Markets will be watching closely for signals on taxation and public spending. Now weather in Manchester. Cloudy this evening, with occasional light showers. Temperatures around 8 degrees Celsius, falling slightly overnight. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. See you later.
Parfois, on pense que pour changer le monde, il faut être puissant, riche, célèbre. Mais écoute ce que dit Malala Yousafzai, prix Nobel de la paix. Un enfant, un enseignant, un livre et un stylo peuvent changer le monde. Un enfant, un enseignant, un livre, un stylo. C'est simple, non? Et pourtant, c'est révolutionnaire. Parce que le vrai pouvoir ne commence pas dans les palais. Il commence dans une salle de classe. Il commence quand un enfant apprend à lire, quand un professeur croit en son élève, quand quelqu'un découvre qu'il est capable de comprendre et donc de décider. L'Afrique est le continent le plus jeune du monde. Imagine la force. Imagine l'impact. Si chaque enfant avait accès à une éducation de qualité. Ce n'est pas seulement une question d'école, c'est une question de futur, de dignité, d'indépendance. Alors aujourd'hui, pose-toi une question. Qui est-ce que j'aide à grandir? Qui est-ce que j'encourage? Qui est-ce que j'inspire? Parce que peut-être, que le prochain leader, le prochain inventeur, le prochain président est juste en train d'apprendre à écrire son nom.